everybody. You are listening to Bay Area Beats with DJ Keeks, music from around the Bay, every Monday here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'll be telling you about wonderful artists performing in your area so you can go check them out for yourselves and have some fun. Because life's all about having fun. Am I right? Hello, everyone. This is week 7 of Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California at radio.dominican.edu. I hope you all had a fun and safe Halloween. Today is special for a few reasons. So first of all, we are finally getting some rain here in California, and I've always loved the rain, the smell of it, and the sound of it falling on the roof, but after being in this drought for so long, I am so grateful that we are getting some nice showers over here because we really, really needed it. Another thing is, like I said, today is already show 7. So just 3 more shows to go after this one, and then Bay Area Beats will be over. And I'm so sad about that, but I'm just going to go ahead and make the best of it until that time comes around. Finally, one of the last reasons I'm really excited about today's show is because it's going to be jam-packed with amazing music and a bit of a history lesson as well. And that's because the Preservation Hall Jazz Band is coming to town. So I'm going to have to control myself on this one because I could talk about these guys forever. And I really, truly mean that. They hail from New Orleans, which is, you know, has a special place in my heart. Went there last year for New Year's and had an amazing time. And I plan on going back this year, the end of this year. And I'm super excited. And it's just a really amazing place. Amazing people, amazing food, and the music is phenomenal. Even the street performers are fabulous. Like, you never hear a wrong note out there. It's absolutely amazing. Now, on top of that, I've just always loved jazz music, and I think it's amazing and has branched out and influenced so many other genres of music. Everything from R&B to soul, to funk and hip-hop and gospel, so many other types of music have stemmed from jazz, and it's kind of mind-blowing. So where do I start with this one? The Preservation Hall Jazz Band was named after Preservation Hall in New Orleans, which is in the French Quarter. It's really amazing and historic venue that was established in 1961. And as the name suggests, it was established to preserve the legacy of jazz music. The venue is still up and running today. It attracts large crowds of people each and every time there's a performance. And of course, the music is absolutely phenomenal. Like I said, I went last year while I was celebrating New Year's in New Orleans, and if you're ever in that area, you need to go to Preservation Hall. I'm not kidding you. It is the best. So much great music there. And one thing that really blew my mind was, I'm not even joking when I say that throughout the entire performance, there was not a single wrong note from any of the musicians. Like, it all was flawless. I was really blown away. And everyone in the group was an exceptional musician. Now, the musicians do vary from time to time, so you may not see the same musicians for each performance. But all of them are super talented, and you can tell that they devote their lives to music. It's also a very small venue, but it actually helps the music sound better because of the acoustics, and it's, you know, this nice little wooden room, and it's really small and intimate though. But if you go, make sure you arrive early, because it is a first come, first serve type of place. So you buy your tickets at the door, and they only let a certain amount of people inside. So considering that the venue is not big at all, you want to be prepared if you ever go there. When I went, we waited in line for maybe an hour. And I don't know if it's like that throughout the entire year. Like I said, I was there for the holidays, so it may have been a bit more jam-packed than usual. But considering that it's such a historic venue, I wouldn't be surprised if it is that way throughout the entire year. And it is in, you know, kind of a touristy area, the French Quarter, where everyone wants to go and hang out. So like I said, we waited in line for about an hour. And when we got inside, we still had to stand. And we were actually out in this little lobby walkway area. And to be honest, it turned out great because we ended up standing right next to the stage. We were right on the side of the stage, and we got to see and hear everything perfectly. But the place was absolutely packed. So if you ever go to Preservation Hall, wear some comfy shoes because you may end up standing for throughout the performance like I did. But it wasn't bad at all. I promise you, it was really worth it. I had so much fun. And afterwards, I even bought a couple of t-shirts. And one really cool fact about Preservation Hall, as I said, it opened in 1961. And during that time, New Orleans was still segregated and functioning under the Jim Crow laws. So Preservation Hall was one of the only places in New Orleans at that time that allowed both African American and Caucasian musicians to perform, which is pretty amazing. I wish I could keep going on about how amazing these artists are, but right now we have to get into our first song of the day. It seems kind of soon, but these are kind of lengthy songs, good jazz solos, and I do want to play the whole thing for you if possible, so I'm going to get into the first song of the day. This one is called Go to Mardi Gras by Preservation Hall Jazz Band, so we're going to go into that right now. Once again, the song I'm playing for you is called Go to Mardi Gras, and remember, you are hearing it here on Bay Area Beats. Music around the Bay with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
You ought to go to New Orleans. Orleans. When you get to New Orleans, somebody will show you the Zulu King. We'll see the Zulu King down on St. Claude and Domain. We'll see the Zulu King down on St. Claude and Domain. And if you stand right there, I'm sure you'll see that Zulu Queen. Come on, Charlie. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for staying tuned. This is Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. You just listened to a fabulous song called Go to Mardi Gras by the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Now, if you tell me that you did not dance or at least tap your foot or wag your finger or something, I'm sorry, but I don't believe you, because that song was just way too good to just sit there and not do anything. I do want to talk a bit about Mardi Gras, but I'm going to do that in a little bit since we have to go ahead and take our first break. So please stay tuned for segment two of the show, and I'll give you a little history lesson on Mardi Gras. Plus, of course, I'll tell you when and where the Preservation Hall Jazz Band will be performing. Remember, you're listening to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California at radio.dominican.edu.
No, she wasn't ready.
You're listening to Penguin Radio.
I'm like, forget you and forget her too.
are back, and you are listening to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for staying tuned to my second segment of the show. For those of you who are just now tuning in, this episode of Bay Area Beats is featuring the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, hailing from no other than New Orleans, Louisiana. Now, before the break, I played a really cool song called Go to Mardi Gras. And Mardi Gras means Fat Tuesday, which marks the beginning of Lent and is part of the traditional carnival season. It usually begins 2 weeks before Fat Tuesday, and then the celebration may continue another 2 weeks afterwards. And it's really big, especially in New Orleans, but you may have heard of like Carnival in Brazil, and they also do it big here in San Francisco. So that's usually in February. And it was so funny because when I went to New Orleans, we were there for New Year's, and Mardi Gras happened right after we left, pretty much. So we were kind of disappointed, but it is on my bucket list, and I just want to go back regardless because everything is amazing out there. The people, the food, and of course the music. It's amazing. So the Preservation Hall Jazz Band is coming out here, but if you ever get a chance, I would highly, highly, highly suggest that you go to Preservation Hall and check it out because it's a cool spot. Musicians are so amazing. They know exactly what they're doing. Like I said, there was never a wrong note played, and you get your money's worth. So right now is the best part of the show where I let you know that the Preservation Hall Jazz Band will be performing at the Fillmore in San Francisco this upcoming Friday. So that's on the 6th. It's really soon, coming up fast, but tickets are still on sale. And the Fillmore is located at 1805 Geary Boulevard. So I've talked about the Fillmore before in my very first episode of Bay Area Beats, actually, where I featured a band called Hiatus Coyote. And they played at the Fillmore, and like I said, it's a super nice venue, and a ton of amazing artists have performed there. And it's one of those places where you know that whoever is performing there has already made it. It's one of those places where, like, you don't really perform at the Fillmore unless you've already made it. So once again, the address is 1805 Geary Boulevard. And if you're interested in going to see the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, you can purchase your tickets at thefillmore.com, livenation.com, or ticketmaster.com. The show will begin at 8 p.m., but doors will open at 7. So make sure you arrive early if you want to get a good view up front, because there are only a few seats, I believe, on the balcony, and the rest is just, you know, you stand up. So if you want to be up front by the stage, see all the musicians up close, you probably want to get there a little early so you can grab your drinks and then head to the front of the stage. Now, I want to keep the show flowing at a nice and steady pace, so right now seems like a good time to get into the second song of the day. This one is really fun and I love it. It's called Tootie Ma Is a Big Fine Thing. And it's probably my favorite of the three songs I'm playing for you today. You'll understand why after you hear it, but this one is so much fun and it's so upbeat that you can't help but to bob your head or tap your foot or wag your finger or do something. You can't just sit there. And I don't know what it is, but I tend to love songs that are just fun without any real deep meaning, because emotional and sentimental songs are good too, don't get me wrong. Every now and then, they're good. But I feel like there are so many serious things in life already. People have school and jobs and home life and whatever other obligations you may have. So personally, I don't like to think about that kind of stuff while I'm listening to music and trying to unwind and relax and have some fun. I just want to have fun. So that's coming up for you right now. Once again, the song is called Tootie Mott is a Big Fine Thing by the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. And remember that you're listening to it right here on Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California at radio.dominican.edu. Everyone, and welcome back. Thanks for staying tuned to Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. You just heard Tootie Mott is a Big Fine Thing by the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. I really just love the sound of jazz and the feeling that comes along with it. You know, it's so mellow, but at the same time, it's still upbeat. I don't know how that's possible, but these jazz musicians know how to make it work. It's such amazing music, in my opinion, and as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, jazz has been the foundation for so many other genres of music. So I wish I could ramble a little bit more, but we have reached time to take another break. But please stay tuned for the third and final segment of Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay, to hear a little bit more about the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, and of course, about their upcoming show, and some other really great musicians who will be performing in the Bay before that. So if you don't want to wait to see them this Friday, there are some other things you can do in the meantime. I'll let you know about that. That'll be coming up for you after the break. Remember, this is DJ Keeks, and you can only catch Bay Area Beats Music Around the Bay here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
In the arms of the angel, fly away.
When life gets tough and it feels like the world is going to come crashing down, Penguin Radio is here for you because we care. We care a lot.
We'll be right back.
For staying tuned, you are listening to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, and this is Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, here on radio.dominican.edu. Yes, that was an owl that you just heard in the last song during the break. So, if you're just now tuning in, let me give you a little update on where we are. Throughout the show, I've been talking about the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, hailing from no other than New Orleans, Louisiana. And I've been talking about them because they will be performing here this Friday in San Francisco at the Fillmore. Fillmore is located at 1805 Geary in San Francisco. And if you want to get your tickets for that, it is not too late. You can buy them at livenation.com, ticketmaster.com, or thefillmore.com. Once again, that's 1805 Geary Boulevard in San Francisco. The Fillmore is just a beautiful venue itself, so having the Preservation Hall Jazz Band play there, which they're historic band for so many reasons, at such a historic venue, the two kind of just go hand in hand, and there's no way you can go wrong with that. So the doors open at 8 p.m., or sorry, the doors open at 7, the show starts at 8. So if you want to be up front and get to see them, see their facial expressions as they play, because you know, musicians, when they're into it, they always make all those crazy faces. If you want to see that, get there a little bit early because you can get a nice little spot up front. It's a standing venue, I think, except for the balcony. There are a few seats on the balcony, so if you want to sit, you might want to get there early so you can grab a seat. Other than that, I think we're good to go. So I just want to talk a little bit more about them and just play another song. Time is flying by, and we do have one more song to get into. And this one is really fun. It's called That's It. And it was actually an entire album that they did. So this song was the hit from their album. And I was initially drawn to this song because of the music video, but the song itself is amazing as well. I wouldn't play it for you if I didn't think it was good. But I was just in awe because there are so many songs out there that I like them when I watch the video, because the video is just so enticing and it grabs you, or it's so fun. You're just hooked on the video. But then you hear the song on the radio, and without the video to go along with it, it's not as entertaining. But this one, I promise you, it's not like that. The song is good. I hope you'll enjoy it even without any visual aspect. And once again, it's a good pace, upbeat song. And the video has some really fancy footwork. So there are these really amazing dancers who are just as talented as the band itself. And I would highly suggest that you check out the video, just if you're into the old-fashioned, I don't even know what style of dance it is. It's kind of all over the place, but it suits perfectly with the jazz music. And there's some tap dancing in there that, you know, you can hear it as part of the audio, and everything just meshes together really well. So once again, the song coming up for you guys is called That's It, and I hope you enjoy it. Remember, you're hearing it here on Penguin Radio, and this is Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay with myself, DJ Keeks, and this is radio.dominican.edu. Everyone, welcome back. Thank you for staying tuned. This is Bay Area Beats, music around the bay. I am DJ Keeks, and you are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. The song that I just played for you was called That's It by the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. And there's actually a really cool music video that I was talking about earlier. Lots of fancy footwork in there. And I'm not sure if you guys were able to catch on to that or not, but you could actually hear the tap dancer in the song, which is pretty cool. And if you watch the video, you get to see all the really cool choreography that went with that. And that must have taken a long time to just work out all the choreography and compose it with the music and then learn how to even move your feet that fast. It's pretty impressive. So if you want to check that out, the video is on YouTube. Just type in Preservation Hall Jazz Band, That's It, not That's It, but you know, the song is called That's It, and it should come up for you. So that's all I have for the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Just remember that they will be performing this Friday, which is November 6th, at the Fillmore, which is located at 1805 Geary Boulevard in San Francisco. Doors open at 7 o'clock. The show will start at 8. Tickets are still on sale, and you can purchase them at thefillmore.com, livenation.com, or ticketmaster.com. Like I said, it's a venue with very little seating, so if you want to be up close to the band and you want to see everything that's going on, I suggest that you get there a bit early. Same thing if you want to have a seat. Maybe you want to get there early because there are so few chairs. And if you're kind of neutral and you don't mind being in the middle of the crowd, then, or hanging out at the bar, then you could probably show up a little before 8, you know, half an hour after 7 or something like that. And no matter what, it's going to sound good, even if you don't see them that clearly. And you'll be able to have a good view from pretty much wherever you are, unless there's a super tall person standing in front of you. But it's not a humongous place with like nosebleed seats where you can't see anything, so I think you'll be fine. Once again, 1805 Geary Boulevard is the address in San Francisco, and that is the Fillmore. So like I said, that's all I have really regarding the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Please go check them out, and if you have nothing to do this Friday, that's something that you can do now. And if you do have plans, you might want to cancel those and head over to the Fillmore instead, because they're an absolutely amazingly talented group of artists. And like I said, when I was in New Orleans, I saw them at Preservation Hall, and not a single wrong note was played. So I would highly suggest that you go check out Preservation Hall itself if you're ever in New Orleans. It's really amazing, really historic. It's a nice place right in the middle of the French Quarter. Little piece of history that you get to step inside and, you know, maybe buy a couple t-shirts or an album or something after the show. Another place that I would highly suggest you go check out if you're ever in New Orleans too is Congo Square. That's where jazz originally began. First place where jazz was ever played was in Congo Square. So now, of course, I'm going to let you guys know about some other shows that are happening in your area. One show coming up is actually the day after the Preservation Hall Jazz Band will be performing at the Fillmore. So on Saturday, November 7th, which is this upcoming Saturday, Blackstreet will be performing at the Oracle Arena. And you probably know who Blackstreet is, even if you think you don't. I'm sure you've heard some of their songs. They're known for their hits No Diggity and Don't Leave Me, which were released back in the mid-90s. So if you like old school R&B, this is probably the show for you. Once again, that show is going to be at the Oracle Arena. And the address for that is 7000 Coliseum Way in Oakland. And speaking of the Oracle, that's where world champs, the Golden State Warriors, do their thing. And they'll actually be playing there today against the Grizzlies at 7:30. So tune into that. It should be a good game. Warriors versus the Grizzlies at 7:30. It is a home game, so they will be playing at the Oracle. But back to Blackstreet, if you want to go see them perform live, you can purchase your tickets at Ticketmaster.com, LiveNation.com, or OracleArena.com. And those are just a few sites that are selling tickets to this event. There are a lot of other websites where you can buy tickets. If you Google them, a lot will pop up. But those are the top three that I chose just because I guess they're the most credible. They're the ones you hear about the most, and you're most likely to get a good deal on those. Once again, that's going to be at the Oracle Arena, which is located at 7000 Coliseum Way in Oakland. And yeah, that's all I have for Blackstreet. So another fun event that's actually going on tonight, and this one is pretty near and dear to my heart. It's one of my personal favorite bands because I know them very well, and they are from the Bay Area. They'll be performing tonight in Oakland. I am talking about the Hogan Brothers, and I've mentioned them before, I believe in my very first episode of Bay Area Beats, my very first episode ever, which seems like it wasn't that long ago, but it was about 7 weeks ago now. It's pretty crazy. But anyway, Hogan Brothers are a killer band. They're super talented, really amazing, great people too, but personality aside, they're just amazing artists. And as the name suggests, they're all brothers. So I kid you not when I say that these guys can play anything, literally anything, from soul to funk music to R&B and hip hop. They can play regular jazz, they can play Latin jazz, pop, rock, even Balinese music from Bali, Indonesia. They do everything. And I don't think there's anything that they can't do, to be honest. And I'm not just saying it because they're friends of mine and I don't want to be biased, but I think, bias aside, these guys are really amazing. And I wish I had some MP3 to play for you so you would know I'm not just saying that. They're really talented artists. So they're playing tonight at Room 389 in Oakland, along with guitarist John Monahan, who is amazing as well, super amazing guitarist. And they're really good at just jamming too. If you go in and you suggest a song, they can do that for you pretty last minute. And oh, I have a funny story. So the last time I was at Room 389, I was there to see the Hogan Brothers, and they were playing with John, just like they're going to do tonight. And Sean Livingston was there, and he plays for the Golden State Warriors, and it was right after they won the championship. So it was really weird to just see this, you know, superstar right after winning. And he went up to them and asked them if they could play some D'Angelo, and they did. They ended up playing Lady, and it was really amazing. But that was impressive. Not only that, you know, they don't buckle under pressure because here's this celebrity in the room asking you to play a song, but last minute they were able to play that song without any rehearsal or any knowledge of it beforehand. It was really impressive. So the band will be playing tonight, 10 p.m. until midnight. So if you're looking for something to do on this lovely rainy night, you can head over there, have a drink or two, and get your dance on. And like I said, Sean Livingston was there last time from the Golden State Warriors. You never know who's going to be there and who you're going to meet. And it should be a really fun time. The only catch is Room 389 is a bar, so it is 21 and up. And a fun fact, one more fun fact before we go, is Steve Hogan, the bassist of the band, actually made my outro song, which you will be hearing in just a minute. And he also did the voiceover for that. So shout out to Steve for making my outro music, which I have to say is kind of my favorite part of the show. Not because the show is ending, but just because the music is so great and he composed everything himself and played everything himself, and then we just mixed and arranged it together. So if you need an outro song made, I guess you can hit up Steve, or you can actually look up the Hogan Brothers on Facebook as well. They have a Facebook page, the Hogan Brothers, and you can find them on there. They do all kinds of events, weddings, parties, private events, and a bunch of shows. They travel the world, and they also do music outside from their own group as well. So they're in groups with, you know, Balinese music and body music, and they play with other groups. They're not always just playing with each other. So that's one event, the last event I have for you today. If you're looking for something to do tonight, hit up room 389 in Oakland, and 389 is located at 389 Grand Avenue. So it's pretty easy to remember. It is 21 and up, but it's super fun, and it's until midnight. You don't have to stay the whole time, but the band is going to play from 10 to midnight. So I'm looking forward to seeing you there. I'm going to be there tonight, and that's all I have for today. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up. I hope you've had as much fun as I have. Please tune in next week for show number 8. Makes me kind of sad that things are coming to an end, but I'm just going to power through it and make sure that I give you guys some good shows and some good suggestions. So if you want to go out, listen to some live music, have some fun, you can do that. Live music is so much fun, and there's nothing really like it. Listening to an album is good, but going to see an artist live is just a completely different experience. And I will waste a good chunk of my paycheck just going to hear live music. And I don't have a problem with that, actually. I really enjoy it. And I hope that you guys enjoy it as well. And hopefully you have a chance to go see some of the artists I've mentioned in today's show. Please remember that this is Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay. I'm DJ Keeks, and you're listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California at radio.dominican.edu.
You've been listening to Bay Area Beats with DJ Keeks. Music around the Bay, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Tune in each day for different shows from Dominican students right here at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you.